Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 26.
I want to thank you for joining me on Table Talk once again. And we've been sharing with you about the responsibility that we have of going into the world and preaching the good news to every single creature. And I was reading from Mark chapter 16, verse 15, of where the Lord said, go into the whole world and preach the gospel which is the good news to every single creature, every single one, no matter who and what they are, where they are. All 7 billion. Wow, that is quite a job. That's an assignment. The last time I mentioned about Dr. Summerall, of how the Lord put compassion in his heart and in his life, where he saw the road of life, saw the people. They were getting to the end of the road, and there was a precipice, and hell was down there, but the people behind were pushing them in, and they could not back up. And just before they dropped in to the flames of hell, they looked up and stared at him right in their face with anguish written all over their face. And God said, you're responsible. And he said, that's not fair. I don't know those people. And then God quoted a scripture to him, which was, if the ungodly dies in his ungodliness and you don't warn him of his ungodliness, I will require his blood at your hands. Said, that doesn't seem fair. God, how in the world could you do that? He said, if you don't go and you don't share, then I will require. And so from that moment on, he had a burning love for people. And in my growing up years, and I mean from the age of about, 3, till over the 8th grade, almost my entrance into high school, we lived more outside the United States than inside the United States. And he was no respecter of persons, and so he would minister anywhere and everywhere, all across Russia and Europe and India and Africa, all over Asia, and preaching the good news to anybody and everybody. But he was a young man going across with Howard Carter, China, then Siberia, Tibet, all that remote part of the world. He would see somebody in a village and said, have you been outside this village? He said, never. But I've seen you before. The man said, I've never been outside this village before. Then the Lord spoke to him and said, you do know him. You have seen him. He was one of those people in that vision that looked into your face and all of a sudden compassion hit your heart and you were never the same again. Said, I do know him. You know what? That'll make you preach harder. That'll make you stay up later. That'll make you study. That'll make you pray. That'll make you go where your body says no, but your spirit says yes. And a lot of times we have a lot of believers whose bodies are saying, no, I like my comfort zone. When the spirit inside of you is saying, yes, you still have to go. You still have to share. You still have to let people know that there is a God who sent his son to save the world. And you are a great big part of sending that son to this world, of going and telling and letting people know that he is alive, he is well, and he wants to save you. Well, how do we go? In the book of Acts, chapter 1 and verse 8, here's just a little key, Acts 1 and 8, where the Bible says you will receive power because, you know, in our own ability, our own mind, our own emotions, our own mental capabilities, we're short. We're not there at all. We can't do it. But he said, you will receive power. After that, the Holy Spirit's going to come on you, and you are going to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. Wow. Wow. So folks who say that, you know what? I don't think I'm really called in this area. I want to go to the whole wide world. Oh, wonderful. Other people who have said, I'm not called to the world. I'm only called to my block. And that's okay. wherever there are people, we are called. And so he said, you can have vision for all of that. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the earth. And I would say that's like South Bend, Indiana, the United States, and the rest of the world. And so you don't know where to start. I don't have enough money. I don't have a platform. I don't have anything to go to the whole wide world. Not so. You're watching this. You're listening to this. This is a mechanism for your voice. Almost everybody I know of has a cell phone or access to one. A lot of you are on Facebook and Twitter and everything else, Periscope, you name it. So you have a voice. The question is, what are you doing with your voice? Are you a complainer? Are you a whiner? Are you one that has taken the commission very seriously and using forms, different forms of communication, whether that's typing or writing or talking or pushing buttons, whatever that communication form is, are you using all of the tools that God has given us? And even the most backward type of personality that doesn't really want to have, really not a conversationalist, a lot of people, they can get a picture from someplace. They can put up a scripture from someplace. They can add two or three lines and post that thing, and it's on the WWW, the World Wide Web, so that anybody everywhere can see and hear what you've got to say. And so is anybody without excuse, at least in this country and many more around the world? I'd say not. Because we have the capability. Some people have argued in time saying, well, I need a microphone. Now you've got one. I need a pulpit. Now you've got one. It's called your social media device. And I don't know where to go. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth. And so, you know, when you run out of excuses, finally you will come to the conclusion that I better get busy. I better get busy about my Heavenly Father's business, not my business, but His business of sharing the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ with the whole wide world. Will you take it up? Will you pick that thing up? Will you take that responsibility in your hand and own that thing and say, yes, that is mine. I will do it. Thanks for watching and listening to Table Talk. See you next time.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.